fashion in Spain this year is post-modernity. Could you try to define this concept and tell me if you consider yourself to be a postmodern writer? Okay, go ahead.
Well, this term is a very confused one. I personally associate it with architecture, and find it brought over from architecture and applied to literature, and with poor results. If I'm thinking of postmodernism from that point of view, then I am very much opposed to it. I think of myself as a purified modernist rather than a postmodernist. By purified, I mean it's modernism with certain of the ideological commitments that the modernist tradition seemed to have eliminated. That's why I call it purified. Again, following the architectural model, the architecture I prefer is what I would call purified modernism, that is, Corbusier without his social posturing. An attempt to discover the real aims and ends and formal properties of art without being too distracted by social programs. So if we apply postmodernism now to contemporary literature, then for me, postmodernism is simply an eclectic, nostalgic, and reactionary return to earlier ideas. And is simply a reflection of the general conservative swing which we see in many, many places, especially in the United States. I do not share these attitudes when they appear in painting, music, or architecture, and certainly not when they appear in literature. And that's the end of that answer.
Some of the writers that have been most commonly described as postmodernists, on the other hand, are writers of a progressive political stripe. I'm thinking, for example, of Italo Calvino or Gabriel Garcia Marquez, who have been described by John Bowles as two of the maximum examples of postmodernism. Okay, go ahead.
Well, that's true, except that I believe that John Bowles, for example, would hate to be called a postmodernist himself. I think the writers whom I admire of the sort you're describing all come from an age period which places them in their 50s and 60s and beyond now. Those writers are not, from my mind, postmodernists. The writers in their 30s and 40s maybe, but not the others. So the writers that I think of as my contemporaries and the writers I happen to like best, whether they're South Americans, like Vargas Llosa or Carlos Fuentes, or the Italian writers like Calvino or any of the other major writers of that, Bernhardt, and so on, I think these writers belong to a group or movement which is basically antithetical to postmodernism, is basically a continuation of the idea. the sort you're describing all come from a an age period which places them in their 50s and 60s and beyond now. Those writers are not, from my mind, postmodernists. The writers in their 30s and 40s, maybe, but not the others. So the writers that I think of as my contemporaries and the writers I happen to like best, whether they're South Americans, like Vargas Llosa or Carlos Fuentes, or the Italian writers like Calvino or any of the other major writers of that, Bernhardt, and so on, I think these writers belong to a group or movement which is basically antithetical to postmodernism, is basically a continuation of the ideas and strains in the great modernist texts like Joyce, rather than the opposite. So if I look at someone's work like Barthes, I don't see a basic break between the tradition of Flaubert and Joyce. I think of it as a continuation. And so I think the problem with the word postmodern, of course, is that it gets applied as much toward John Barthes, for example, for whom I don't think it applies, and many other younger contemporary American writers to whom I think it does apply.